close your eyes, put everything else aside, and focus on your breath. Be all the way with the breath as it comes in, all the way as it goes out. Try not to leave the breath. When the breath stops between the in-breath and the out-breath, or between the out-breath and the in-breath, stay right there. Wait for it to come. If the mind does go wandering off, you just drop whatever it is. You don't have to pull the mind back. You drop whatever it is you were focused on, you'll be right back at the breath. Try to reward yourself every time you come back to the breath with a especially nice breath, and then a second one, and then a third one. So the mind will feel more and more inclined to stay here, because this really is its home, being here with the present moment with the breath. Our problem is that we tend to move out further and further away from the breath. We miss a lot what's going on, because it is a matter of your intentions in the present moment that shapes your life. And so what are you shaping? How are you shaping it? If you're not here, you don't really know. You've passed the work on to your underlings, in other words, your old habits. It's as if you're a corporation and the president has decided not to pay much attention to the work, let the workers take care of the work. And the chief of the corporation just wants to look out the window. If that happens, and then who knows what's being created by the corporation. You've got to go down inside and see what's going on in there. What kind of decisions are being made? Are they good or are they not good? Are they good for the corporation or just good for the individual making them? Because sometimes a little desire will come up in the mind and wants its satisfaction right away, whether it's good for you or not. But it's so easy for it to slip in when you're not paying attention and take over your thoughts, your words, your deeds without you really realizing what's happening. So you want to be fully aware of what's going on inside here. All the different workers, what are they doing? Are they working for the well-being of all? Or are they running off with their own little ideas? If you bring the light of your awareness to these decisions, then it's a lot easier to make them well. So that's why you want to be in the present moment. That's why the breath is a good way of lassoing the mind into the present moment, because there is no such thing as a future breath or a past breath you can watch. It's only the present breath. So stay right here with this sensation, the breath coming in and going out, and allow it to go deep down into the body. So you know it's really going on inside in here. That way you get to shape your life with awareness, and you're able to bring your discernment to the decision so that your way of shaping the life gets more and more skillful.